President Trump is in a standoff with Congress. He says he'll shut down the government if he doesn't get $5 billion for border security and one of his top priorities, a wall on the southern border. But if he gets his way, it could mean Alaska's congressional delegation would lose one of its top priorities, a polar icebreaker. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
You may have heard we've fallen way behind on icebreakers. Russia has 46. The United States is down to 2 that work. And you may have heard Congress agreed to build more. That's partially true. Congress approved an icebreaker construction program, and Congress has put some money into it, $150 million here, $150 million there. But this year, the Senate went for it.
$750 million? That's what the Senate looked at and said, we need this icebreaker. We need to get it going. That's the commitment. It's 1 of 6, but we got to get moving.
Senator Lisa Murkowski wants to see that money stay in the spending package, but there are a lot of moving pieces. Congress is trying to negotiate an agreement with the president to keep the government running beyond the December 7 deadline. Murkowski says the icebreaker money is an attractive target to lawmakers looking to end the impasse by spending more on a border wall.
This is the beauty of the magic or the horror of what goes on with the process at the end, is where they might find the money.
The House has agreed to spend $5 billion, as the president requested. The problem is the Senate, where Democrats aren't willing to spend that much, and it takes 60 votes to pass a spending bill. The Senate has approved spending $1.6 billion for border security. Murkowski says that could fund a wall or portions of a wall between the border states and Mexico.
There have been areas that have been identified as good areas within which you can erect a physical barrier. There are other areas, many, many miles, perhaps hundreds of miles, that are not good candidates to spend money on a wall.
She says other security technology would be more effective there. But the president wants a wall, and he does not appear to be budging on his $5 billion demand. Icebreakers aren't as high on his priority list. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.